say calling works when Kubiak is here versus, you know, how you play?
Well, we kind of do it by committee. I mean, certainly, you know, somebody's got to be the lead. I generally start the game out because we have the first 15 scripted, and then he likes to take over every now and then because he sees some things. He's awful good at that, finding some holes. And, you know, but we talk between series, where we're going, run and pass. Everybody's got a little bit of input. Obviously, Clancy in the run game, Napper with what he thinks the quarterback likes. In each position, guy Tyke will tell us what routes, you know, Brian tells what routes he thinks the tight ends can win on. But by committee, and, you know, it'll be the same way. There'll be a lot of discussion between series. It's just we won't have one guy discussing, so, which we'll miss. But
will you stay in the box?
I can see a lot up there. It just, I can get spread out and have all my different things out there, so it'll be working the same way.
What's this been like, Rico, without Gary, and have you resisted the temptation to reach out to him?
I'm not calling him. I went over, saw him that night, and he started talking about the game, and I told him, just rest, you know, just relax, get better. No, I haven't called him. Greeks kept us abreast of everything going on, and know that he's resting well and, you know, taking care of his business, and he'll be back when he can. And, you know, we're kind of creatures of habit. You know, I kind of went through the same cycle that I do all the time. I just don't go in his office and talk about the plays. We just, you know, work in a smaller group. That's all.
Short week, question mark at quarterback, no head coach. I mean, it seems like there's a lot going on in a short period of time this week.
Well, they're not going to stop and call timeout for us. We've got to keep going, and we're going to keep, you know, we're going to do the best we can. And certainly we've all been here before. We've worked at it, and everybody's going to do what they do. We just have to do it better with one, you know, with one exception. We won't have Gary around, but, you know, we're kind of, like I said, we're creatures of habit. We get things going and set a plan together and get our players going. That's our job.
Do you think Trevor will be able to play Thursday?
You know, that's up to Greek. We've had them both out there, and everybody, hopefully we'll get a bunch of guys healthy. You know, it is a short week, but we had some guys that didn't play on Sunday, so hopefully we'll have a bunch of them healthy, but we'll let Greek take care of that. He's done a good job with that.
Rico, you got Trevor's in his second year. You know, Paxton's a rookie. Did you have to do anything different on the short week? I mean, Trevor's seen a short week.
No. You know, just trying to make sure everybody can play fast. That's the big thing. We don't want to confuse anybody. We don't want to have any communication problems, and we are on the road. So we try to do what we thought was best for us to be, you know, in sync and everybody on the same page. So we put a game plan together and against San Diego, and we'll see if it works out, and, you know, try and get our guys motivated and get them going. And certainly they worked hard. Even if it was a walkthrough, they were focused and knew what they were doing yesterday. So we'll have another good day's work. Maybe the tempo won't be as fast as it will be on game day, but we'll get her done.
How did Paxton look from watching the film?
Well, you know, obviously you see his arm talent and everything. There's some things he has to learn and see things a little bit faster, not hang on to the ball. But, you know, he learns from those things. Certainly he's progressed from the first day he came in here, and he keeps taking strides. So it was a learning experience, and we just didn't have a learning experience with a win.
What do you remember about 2013 when Gary missed that game, and what do you take from operating your offense without him there?
I don't remember all that much. You know, it was certainly a different team, a different time. You know, we had a lot of things going on in that team too. So, I don't really take anything from that experience. I just take it from the experience over the last few years of working with him. You know, we see this, this is what's going to work here, and, you know, we'll try and take advantage of this and there, and that's pretty much what I've done and what I do with him, so, and it's not going to change.
Is there something simple to explain why you haven't been able to run the ball the way you want to?
I don't think there's anything simple about the game of football. Unfortunately, if we could bottle it all up, we'd sell it. You know, it's just, at times we look good, and at times we're not in sync with technique, like I talked about last year or last week. You know, whether it be a running back, a lineman, there's 11 guys that have to work to make a run or a pass work, and if one's a little off, then we're not performing. So I don't think there's any one thing. It's just we all got to get better at it, and we'll find those holes.
Do you expect to have Donald Stevenson and Virgil Green?
Well, like I said, that's up to Greek. We're hoping to get a lot of people back, so hopefully we will. And you know, we'll use the guys that we got, though. I know that. There'll be 11 out there.
Hey, Rick. Statistically, Joey Bosa had a pretty good game. It seemed like he had a coming-out party last weekend. What are you seeing on film from Bosa?
Well, he's obviously a big, strong, powerful man. And I think, you know, at least part of those stats were by effort. I mean, they were an extended play, and he kept playing. That's one of the things that you certainly applaud for a young player that, especially coming out of college, some of them, you know, that I've seen don't play near as hard as they're used to. So he plays hard. He's got great length and strength. So he certainly will be a handful, and, you know, he's got the talent to warrant that high draft pick. So
with all this going on, Rico, is it maybe a little bit helpful that you're getting it against a divisional opponent that you know a little bit better?
Well, these guys are really good. I don't know how helpful that is. I mean, you watch them play, there's no way they're 1-4. You don't see a 1-4 team playing, especially on defense. That's what I look at. They're playing hard. They're physical up front. They put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. There's a lot of negative plays happening with this team and this defense. So our hands are full. This is a big challenge for us. I don't know that it's an advantage one way or another. This is the next team on the schedule. We got to play hard.
You've been with Gary longer than anybody around here. Are you personally concerned about his health? Or?
No, I think he's in great hands. You know, having been there and the other night and talking with Greek, I think he's in great hands and he's taking care of the things that he needs to do. I don't have any issue with how they're going about it. I think they're doing a great job. And I know the people around here are very concerned for him, so they're not that concerned because they get the greatest amount of help that they can with this, whatever this is, you know. I've seen him bounce back from bigger things, so I think he'll be fine. At least that's what I'm told, and you know, certainly praying for him and waiting for him to get back in here so he can yell at me some more.
Rico, can you put your finger on some of those offensive line struggles?
We're struggling as an offense in certain groups. I'm not going to put my finger on anybody. You know, I think if we don't do A play well, it's all 11 guys' fault. So we'll make it right, and that's my job to get them right.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.